The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Pleasant morning to you wherever you are. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Welcome to the last 1 hour on the Morning Crossfire. Well, it's back to the conversation we started yesterday exclusively with you listeners on estimated billing, on metering, and on energy theft. Joining me on this today's conversation is Executive Director, Power Up Initiatives for Electricity Rights, Power Up NG for short, Adetayo. Fagbinle is joining me right now via the telephone. That's because we need an expert in the Nigerian power industry to better our understanding on these issues that we have been discussing this morning. Now, despite government efforts, over 4.6 million Nigerians are on estimated billing system. Maybe even more than that. I'm sure it is more than that. So metering issues will persist, or still persist rather, despite attempt to reduce the metering gap by the Nigerian Electricity Regulatory Commission, NERC, in recent years. They've put through different means, various means, such as banning and criminalization of estimated billing and the rest of them, but nothing has worked. On Friday, December 31, the Nigeria Electricity Regulatory Commission reportedly confirmed that 62.67% of consumers in the country are still under estimated billing as of September 2021. Now, the regulatory body, in its key operational and financial data of the Nigerian electricity supply industry for January 2019 through September 2021, confirmed that the huge metering gap for end-use customers was still a key challenge in the industry. How come it's been very difficult to meter electricity consumers? Is it about population? Is it about policies? Is it about will? Or lack of it thereof, or lack of the will itself. These are the kind of questions that we try to provide answers to. Like I said, all the concerns that you raised on the show yesterday, I have noted them down. Adetayo would shed more light on this as we go along. But Adetayo, thank you for joining us on the show this morning. It's always a pleasure to have you talk power. On the radio.
Good morning, Sherry. Good morning, Lagos. Good morning, Nigeria.
How are you today?
I'm very good.
And thank you for the Lord's work, because what you do is the Lord's work. Thank you for the Lord's work that you do.
It's actually the Lord's assignment.
The Lord's assignment, are we?
Trust me. I tell people, the same way a pastor receives a calling to go and shed light, to go and gather shit. The same way I believe God called and said, you know what, go and beat up.
Are you using hands-free?
No.
Oh, wow. The connection is not stable. It's going on and off, on and off, on and off.
Oh, okay. I'm actually very proud.
You're what? I didn't get that. Can you hear me?
I said I'm actually in private place.
Oh, okay. I can hear you clearly now. I can hear you
clearly now.
Let's go straight into it. I mean, I can't thank you enough. You know, we talk, you know, off the radio about power issues, and you know, we can go on and on and on and on. And I'm privy to some of the things that you do with your organization, Power Up NG. But it appears that despite complaint that estimated billing can be exorbitant, making some customer result in illegal, because I mean it's so exorbitant that people resorted into energy theft, they bypass meter, they do all sort of things. But then on the other hand, I got some calls yesterday on estimated billing, and I found out that some people still prefer it. Have you come across such people before, and what did they tell you? Why do you think some people still prefer estimated billing?
All right. Let me lead this foundation as well. We should not lose the common sense of the fact that, one, we are in a system that is generally faulty. So, I mean, you will find a situation where people in position of authority will do some high-handed things. Mm-hmm. And they will get away with it. Mm. Now, what that means basically is that it also has trickled down to the rest of the society. So we live in an environment, unless we want to deny the fact that faces us every day, where somebody as high as, you know, somebody very high ranking in the police, say, you know, circle, will do things without recourse to what the law says should be done because he wears the uniform. It's the same thing that happens where a taxi man, you know, who see a passenger and stop right in the middle of the road and do that wrong thing. I mean, how can you, you know, ignore the fact that you're not the only road user and stop right in the middle of the road to pick passengers? And of course, you understand the, you know, ripple effect of such action.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, it's the same people that we are, set of people that we are talking about in the power sector. There you I don't know if you follow the news, but there's recently a case in Abuja where a military general, you know, arrested a staff of the disco because he came to give him bail. I think he was disconnected or something, and he decided to go personal, you know, because of the position that he has in the country. Now, if the army general, if an army general can do that, what stops, you know, a low welder, you know, comparing ranking,
or just an average citizen from unleashing their dogs,
from doing their own thing as well.
Yeah.
So yes, it is one of the reasons why energy theft has persisted in the country, and it is also one of the reasons why, you know, we continue to have a system, in Nigeria in this case, that works for. I mean, you can imagine when you are in an argument and they are telling you that, come, this is, we are in Nigeria, just do what you have to do to get what you want or what you need, not minding whose ox is gone.
Why has it been so difficult to meet our consumers?
Okay, now, you see, this has been an ongoing conversation.
That's right.
We are talking about more than 20 years conversation going. Unfortunately, the people that sold the idea of privatization to Nigerians sold an El Dorado, silver bullet. Once we privatize, everything is solved. Unfortunately, that's not the issue. Part of the things that we're also experiencing is also the fact that we don't produce most of these things in Nigeria. Even the so-called meter manufacturers, they still have to go to China to import parts that they will come and put together here in Nigeria. So it's not like, so we don't have any control over the whole process. And trust me, I mean, a product that you put together when dollar was 100 naira or 80 naira is not going to come with the same price or at the same rate with a product that you put together when dollar is now 500 plus. Going, I mean, 570, that's nothing on 600, you know. So we have that challenge, which we have not been able to resolve. Now, for me, one of the biggest challenges we also have along that value chain is the issue of data. When you speak to NERC, who happens to be the Electricity Regulatory Commission, they will tell you that, oh, total number of customers is 10 million. Those that are metered is about 4.something million, so whatever, and about 6 million Nigerians are not metered. In fact, the data is regular, about 54% regularly is unmetered in Nigeria. That is a very huge number for that sector. There's no two way around it.
That's right.
That's a very huge number for it. Now, are we meeting up with, is our production capacity meeting up with that demand? That is another question.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, in reality, what is the number of Nigerians that are truly unmetered? The spokesperson for Nigerian Electricity Distributors, Barista Ototon, at the point, went on Channels TV to tell us that, oh, we have about 32 million Nigerians connected to the national grid. Now, do you see? I mean, look at that. So if the people that are making policies for 5 million people, and in actuality, what should we be looking at is about 25 million people. How do you think the policy that they make will meet up with?
There will be a big problem.
Metering gap that we have in the sector.
Right.
So those are the problems. But I must also speak to the efforts that has been put into trying to meet up with that gap. I mean, we've had the issue of capping before privatization, since privatization, and they said, okay, these schools are coming in, they have money to meet the Nigerians. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we found that they don't even have money to run the networks. We now got to, okay, fine, saying let's do MAPS, data set provider, where you are being given estimated billing, but you don't want it, you can go and apply for a meter. It also came with a lot of challenges, of course. I think this is already overbeaten. You know, then again, last 2020, federal government came up and said, you know what, let's try and close up this between gap.
Yeah,
so federal government offered to meter 6 million Nigerians. The first phase has been completed, about 1 million meter. We are waiting for the second phase to kick in. I'm hoping that before the end of the first quarter this year, the federal government intervention, which is the NMMP, the National Mass Metering Program,
the first phase, because phase zero,
now we're at phase one now that a lot more people will be involved. We are hoping that to be able to kick in and they can, I mean, so if federal government is able to deliver
the 6 million,
the 5 million meters that they promised,
right,
within, I mean, the promise is that they're going to do that before the end of this thing, no? So okay, I'm giving them that long gap of saying before 2023 May, they will to deliver that. I am hoping that we'll be able to get a better response.
Going back
to your initial question,
yes,
we said, do we meet people that say they prefer
estimated billing?
Estimated billing,
right?
Yes, is the answer. And it is just a factor of the environment which we live in. A lot of Nigerians don't still see the reason to pay for the power that they consume, the energy that they consume.
Okay.
A lot of them don't see reasons to conserve energy, because they will tell you that we are giving an estimated billing. You are not even sure of how you arrive at that figure.
Right.
You throw figures at me.
Right.
I only have 3 bulbs in the house, so why should you give me that? So any opportunity that they have to use light or to abuse it, of course they do. But then I put that down to the discourse, because funny enough, just yesterday I was talking about it on the platform, on a couple of forums, where I was in an area where they don't have light for a couple of days. Now I we flagged all the issue. Yes, they brought light for them, only for me to walk out. I mean, what I'm saying, I took a walk on a very long street between 8 and 10 in the morning.
Okay.
And almost all the houses, if not all,
yeah,
almost all the houses,
yeah,
have their perimeter lights on.
On.
So, it took me to be knocking on doors and be saying, please, can you please put off this light? Can you please put off this light?
So our consumption habit itself, there's a problem there.
It's terrible.
So it put pressure on the mega supply that we have. It put pressure on it.
Say that again.
I said our consumption habit puts pressure on the mega supply that we have.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Don't also forget that this power that we're talking about is a finite substance. It's a finite product. There is a limit to what Nigeria can produce or can get to consumers.
That's right.
200 people have a bucket of water to share. Right? And we have somebody that is coming with leaking cup. We have people that are coming with spoon. We have people that are coming that are ready to carry the whole bucket itself. How does it go around? So when you are able to, I'm sure Nigerians are also listening, and I'm also pleading using this platform that when you have power, when you have light power supply in your area, try as much as able not to be one of the wastage or one of the people that waste this energy. So when there is daylight, put off your perimeter light. Lights that you don't need to use in the house, put it off. AC that you're not using, put it off. So that some other people can also have it. So even your area, when you receive it, you can receive it for a longer time.
Tayo, before we go to break, I would like us to quickly touch on a few concerns that came in yesterday. First and foremost, you mentioned the federal government mass metering project that they wanted to do 6 million meters for 6 million households. I got complaints yesterday that some people, especially for the phase zero in Lagos here, some people had applied for meters, but they couldn't get. And those people that never applied for the meter got these meters. How does it work, really?
All right. This is another thing that I'm going to pull down on the foot of the discourse. I think they are fighting their battles. And I've also said this on several platforms that everybody needs to tell their story. Of course, this goes to themselves. It's not as if they fold their hands and are watching or they are not doing anything. Mm. But everybody must tell their story. The story of the NMNP outside is not complete.
Okay.
Phase zero was meant to address people on band A and band B.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Selected areas on band A and band B. So if you live in all those areas, yes, you might just wake up one morning and you see them putting meter on your premise.
Okay.
Because that was the focus of that phase zero. Mm. Now, the other end is for those that have applied on that map and they've paid, it's now left to them to flag off this thing and say, come, we have paid in so day. Bring their receipts, evidence and everything. I can assure you that the discourse will attend to it. I have personally treated cases, you know, where people say, oh, we've paid, these are evidence.
Yeah.
Send it to them. They will treat it immediately for you.
But I got calls. I got numerous calls on Ikeja and Eko discourse here, operating in Lagos here. And quite a number of people yesterday said that they've paid for months and nothing is coming through. Instead, they just created an account for them and they kept giving them estimated bills. And,
all right. This is what I'm going to say on this platform.
Yes.
And this is what PowerUp is, you know, actually designed to do.
Okay.
Solve people's problem as much as we can. I'm going to leave our contacts maybe after the program.
Okay.
Those that are calling yesterday and they have evidences for Ikeja, they call it ARN.
Okay.
They have confirmed evidence that they've applied and they've paid. Let's have it. I'm sure that Ikeja, I'm sure they're also monitoring the program as it is.
Okay.
I'm sure that there is no way Ikeja will receive such complaints and they will not treat it. Let's, you know, put pressure on them, bring your evidences, and push it to them. I'm sure we'll receive responses from them.
I want us to talk about the discourse themselves because we also got complaints of extortion. Let me break this down. So people called in yesterday and they were saying that, you know, they were told to create, you know, in a compound you can have quite a number of people, so marketers will come and will tell them that, look, all of you cannot be on 1 meter, we have to divide you and
do
all
separation.
Of that and separation. So the initial meter that they were using, there must have been some leftover, you know, debt on it, so they now try to create account for, you know, in a bid to divide the consumers. They create separate accounts for them. The debt on the initial meter, let's assume it's 10,000 naira on that 1 meter.
Yes.
That 10,000 naira will now be replicated on the new account. 10, instead of being shared to those new accounts, the same 10,000 naira will now be put on, let's say, 6 meters. Will now be put on all the meters, making it about 60,000 naira. Tayo, please hold on. We need to take this quick break. When we return, you please attend to this concern. Stay with us, Lagos.
All right.
We'll be back.
All right.
Thank you, Lagos, for joining us on the second day of conversation on power metering. estimated billing, and of course, energy theft. Yesterday, we had conversation amongst ourselves, but today, Adetayo Adegbemile of Power Up Initiatives for Electricity Rights, simply known as Power Up NG, is joining us via the telephone this morning to shed some light on the concerns that you raised yesterday, Lagos. But you can still send in your questions and your thoughts. He's a stakeholder in this area. As a matter of fact, Power Up NG was designed to try and solve people's power issues. That's what they do. That's why I said from the beginning that it's the Lord's work that he does. It's the Lord's work. You can send me your thoughts and your concerns and questions via Instagram. The post is on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos. It's right there. So let me know if you got questions. You can also send it in through our live stream on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3 on those two platforms. Or just call in on 0700-993-993-993. Adetayo, thank you again for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having
me. Now, let's dig into the concern I raised earlier about sharing or replicating initial bill to consumers.
Well, this, I believe, is the consumer complaints handling procedure booklet, which we also preach, speaks to this.
Okay.
I want to believe, while not speaking for the discourse, I want to believe that this is a very simple error that can be, you know, that can be rectified.
Okay.
And let me also say this. This is also a fight that I keep having with the discourse.
You know, I before you go into the fighting part, I don't think it's an error, because not one, not two, not three, not four complaints have I personally received. I mean, that's what brought about this conversation for two solid days.
Unfortunately, I would have loved to hear from these people directly.
Yes.
What they have done.
Yes.
Again, that is where I'm going.
So I got a complaint from one of those people that said that they even wrote to NEC on this.
Good.
And NEC asked them to take their documents to the concerned DISCO for them to stamp on it.
Yeah.
And they have done that. They have taken the consent and they've stamped on it, and they've written back to NEC, and nothing has happened.
See, you see, there is no way a DISCO would do such without an advice from either their marketer or whoever it is that's in charge of the area or, you know, of your building. So it is going to be whatever they do. Because those marketers don't even have access to the billing, you know, computer.
Mm.
So it is their report that they will send and say, oh, see, we are creating social accounts for so-and-so reasons.
Mm.
So for that kind of debt to be replicated on all the new accounts that they created, instead of splitting it, you know, either by any factor or by simple division, is also definitely from... I will still put it down to human error.
Mm.
And the only way it can be resolved
is
to follow that customer care handling thing. Now, basically what it means is, immediately you see that on your bill, did you flag it with the DISCO themselves? Did you give them the requisite 14 working days to work on it?
Okay.
After giving them that 14 days to work on it, did you give them another 1 week at least? Let's say, cause a lot of pressure on them and everything, before you take it to the forum office.
Right.
Now, before you now go ahead and write to Abuja. Because even if you write to Abuja, what Abuja will do most times is ask, you know, check the history. Did you write to the DISCO? What's the engagement with the DISCO like?
Yeah.
What is it with the forum like? And the like. So, we need to consume, we need to consume the avenues that are available.
Okay.
Before we can now make a case and say, oh, there is a case here, you know, that kind of thing. There will naturally be human error. I mean, it's simple. Let me just put it this way. Like in the banking sector, you will use your ATM. You don't have 100% certainty that the ATM will give you your money. There are days when it will be debited and it won't give you your money.
True, true.
Then you now go and report it at the bank. You understand?
Yeah.
And the bank also have a time frame to respond to that.
Very true.
To tell you, yes. Give you 24 hours before or 48 hours before reversal. Mm-hmm. If it's not done, mm-hmm. then come and report.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how biting your need for the money is,
yeah.
It's the same thing in the power sector. Mm-hmm. Report to the discos. The only time where we can now start escalating, again, and I'm going to say this, when I say report to the discos, I'm not saying, Sharif, you know what? You know that they give me 10,000 naira bill this month
yeah.
for not using light. I didn't have to have light for half of the month, blah, 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 blah. No. Put your report in writing.
Okay.
Whether by email, okay. by their social media handles, you know, or by going to their customer care unit physically to make your report. And when you go physically, they are meant to write it down that Mr. XYZ or customer XYZ came on social date to make social complaint. And you also receive, you know, an evidence that you made that report. If you tell the marketer, trust me, the marketer doesn't want to add too much pressure on them, his or herself. So if I just hear you, of course, there are another 20 people down that same street.
Yeah.
They are telling him 1,000,001 challenges that they also have. So the marketer will not put it in his or her head. But when it is written and you have the evidence, in fact, if you have the evidence that you reported any case and you paste it on your Vita or your compound, there is nobody that will come. For as long as that case is ongoing, nobody will come and disconnect you.
Let me quickly take this message on Facebook. Rotimi Samuel Olufemi says, and I'm taking this just to give credence to what you said initially. Rotimi says, with the assistance of PowerUp NG, I got a credit adjustment of about 103,000 naira overcharged by Ikeja Electric from the period of April 2020 to August 2020. PowerUp shared the screenshot on Twitter. Then I trust PowerUp. That's Rotimi Samuel. Do you still remember who that is?
To be very honest with you, the first question, when you were reading that thing, my first reaction was, can I shout hallelujah on radio? Honestly, I mean, these are things you do. People you've never met before, you can't put a face to. I mean, you do these things you move on.
It's a lot's work.
The funny thing is that the person said we shared the testimony on Twitter.
On Twitter, yes.
The truth is that I can't even recall.
You can't remember.
Because there are 1,000,001 issues to be treated.
Yeah.
And again, you see, at a point, you see, PowerUp decided not to. See, a lot of people can do, you know, the day-to-day intervention and everything.
Yeah.
But you see, at the point we realize something, the major problem is with the implementation of the policies. Trust me, there are laws in this country, even in the power sector, that dictate a lot of things that are happening. And for instance, I'll give you an instance. Before you are given estimated billing, whether they call it capping to D or they say estimated billing, whatever it is, the bill that, when you don't have a meter, whatever bill you receive is estimated. There are laws in this country that say that before you are given one, you must have been visited at least once. And that you're not allowed, the system is not allowed to give you estimated billing for 3 consecutive months.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
So what that means is, if they come to visit you today, they do assessment of your house.
Mm-hmm.
And they give you an estimated billing this month.
Mm-hmm.
They can use that bill, that same assessment, for the next 2 months. By the third month, if they want to give you a gift, they must come to your house to come and they must do it in writing and tell you why they are giving you bill unestimated. There are laws in this country.
Interesting.
Oh, so I mean, you see, the good thing about, thank God, like I said, let's get the year rolling. This is 2022.
Yeah.
We go at it again. We have done the best we could in 2021. We go again at it 2022.
Fantastic.
Nigerians, I am begging you. There is this general wrong saying that if you want to hide something from a black man, put it in a book. Right? Don't let that continue to be our case. Take a bit more interest. Don't just talk about socials or whatever on social media. Talk about germane. In fact, there are times I get frustrated. Because when I see the trending issues, I keep asking in my head, is it that the issue of no light, we are so used to it that we don't care.
We don't even care anymore.
I mean, we don't care anymore? No.
we should care. I was with a friend yesterday. I hope he's not listening to this program. I was with a friend yesterday that when I started, you know, vibrating and talking about how Nigerians are giving up on, you know, he looked at me to my face and tells me, Nigeria has failed. There is nothing we can do about it. Everybody has. But in my mind, I was like, really? Can we just give up like that? My brother, it's going to be in the history when I die, if I die eventually, that somebody laid the foundation for these conversations to be had. Somebody provide solutions. Hopefully, the next generation will not have to start from the beginning. They will look at, you know, the historical background and take it off from there.
Let's take some thought. Let's take some calls in this morning. I think I have been able to summarize majority of the complaints that we got yesterday. But let's see if we can take in some fresh thoughts. Via the telephone and other channels this morning. I'm going to start with Instagram. I have a comment here on Instagram from Femi Six. Femi Six says, "We have two prepaid meters, but we have an outstanding payment of about 160,000 naira during the era of estimated billing. But the payment method was negotiated, and the entire gbese was paid. The problem we are facing now was that the gbese was cleared from the meter and transferred to the second meter, which means we are unable to recharge the second meter. The address is," and he gave me the address of your house, he says the IE guys will come now and then for disconnection, but a lot of electricity poles there have been destroyed by termites or weakness or something, but no plan to change them. Our disco is Ikeja Electric. Do you understand what Femi Six was saying?
Well, this looks like a conflagration of challenges. Yeah, he has problem with his meter.
Yeah.
What he didn't tell us from that report is if he had gone, what he has done. Has he gone to report? Does he have evidence? Did he receive a ticket number?
He said they cleared the gbese of the initial meter. But then after clearing it...
Now cannot vent.
Exactly.
Has he gone to report?
He didn't mention that.
Is the electric officially aware of the situation? That is one. Two, he's complaining about termites eating...
their pole.
Again, see, I'm going to say this. We can only complain about the situation that we have taken actions about.
Right.
If he had flagged this situation, for instance, with Ikeja Electric, and Ikeja Electric has not done anything about it, then we can hammer Ikeja Electric.
Okay.
I wouldn't know. I mean, I don't know his area. So there is a possibility also that Ikeja Electric as a company does not even know the situation of those poles. And I'm going to say this. As many friends and on friends that I have with KJ Electric.
Yeah.
There's a particular man. Yeah?
Yeah.
Engineer Bakary. Is it Bakary? Yeah, Bakary. He's the one in charge of their health and safety, whatever, HSC.
Okay.
There is no way you give that report to him today. You'll be shocked that he will come by himself to come and look at the place. With all the people that work with him, he will come there himself to come and look at it.
If Engineer Bakary is listening, this area is Moshood Musa Close off Bale Road, Ijuajuan.
We can share that information with me either on WhatsApp or via email. I'll forward it to him and let's see what he do.
I would do that.
It's when we have reported to them and they have not done anything. Then we cannot go and bash them and, of course, call them useless like every other person does. But I won't do that until I bring
until
my
you have the details
and you are not able to do anything about it. And I'll ask you, what are you doing there?
Let me speak with Godwin. Godwin has been on the line for some time. Godwin, good morning to you. Good morning to you. My name is Sheriff.
How happy New Year once again.
You too.
Thank you. Yes, I'm calling from Losoro Lapwe.
Okay, quickly now. Quickly.
Okay. My focus is this. We were left without light for about 2 years. Our transformer got broken. And unfortunately, the bills were being brought, and for those period without light, it was being carried along.
Okay.
I laid this complaint to the customer care and at the Elemoro where their office is.
Okay.
I was referred to go to Marina, and I wrote to Marina, and up to now, that period where we don't have light in my own area because of the transformer. That has not been taken out of my bill up to now.
Mm.
And it's a concern to me, inasmuch I wish to pay according to what I consume.
Okay. But you have gone to their office, you've complained. What were you told?
Sir?
What were you told? Have you gone to their office to lay the complaint, and what were you told?
I sent a mail.
Okay.
I went practically to the Arizona office at...
what was the response you got? What was the response you got?
Sir?
What was the response you got?
Sorry?
What were you told? What did they tell you?
I was referred to one of their managers there.
Okay.
And that one asked us to write to Marina that they don't have the power to do anything there.
Okay.
And I wrote to Marina.
Okay.
Up to now, last year.
Hmm.
I was hoping that a change will take place.
Okay.
Up to now,
I'm nothing.
That change.
All right. Just hang on. Let Tayo attend to that. Tayo.
All right. I actually feel, you know, for your situation. My children traveled from Jos to Ibadan during this holiday, and we came from where there was almost, in fact, we have actually 24 hours power supply in Jos.
Hmm.
And they got to Ibadan where for 3-4 days consecutively, we were running generator. My life was a mystery.
Kai. Kai.
I mean, I heard words from children, and I just shook my head and said, because of IBDC. So, I mean, I took that issue up too with IBDC. And, well, so I understand the predicament. What I'm going to say is this. The mail that you sent through the head office, ECHO, again, I'm not speaking for ECHO. I'm not their PR agent.
Mm-hmm.
But we have established a kind of relationship with them. I can assure you that if we're able to reach the head of customer care today, at least somebody will call you before this week runs out.
Sure,
I won't say today. If I say today, it's an overkill. But before this week runs out, somebody will call you from ECHO customer care.
Okay.
Please, I'm going to drop our email address.
Yes.
Before the end of this program,
yes,
your emails that you sent to the head office that was not responded to, please forward it to us. We escalate it, put you in the link, and I'm sure it will be responded to. Whatever the challenges in that area,
right,
we'll speak to it, and we'll have
an
idea of how to solve that problem.
Let's talk to Taju. Taju is in K2. Taju, hi, morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Sherry.
Good morning to you.
Happy New Year to you.
You too.
Yeah, my name is Taju, calling from Alakbere.
You're welcome. Welcome.
Yes, I want to share an experience. Yeah, there's this my family house. So there's been an issue there. So one of the tenants, about 5 people were using a certain line before. So one of them got a prepaid meter, and shortly after, then the remaining, they put them on another, they created another account for them.
Okay.
And one thing I realized is that now these other people that add new accounts,
yeah,
they've applied for meters since about May last year.
Okay.
2021.
Okay.
Since then till now, nothing has been heard about that. I went ahead to go and make inquiries about this from Shomolu, which controls the area.
Okay.
They said the meter has been approved. That was around June, July.
Okay.
They said it's been approved. Since June, July till now, meter is yet to be there. And one thing I realized about the marketer is that whenever she comes around, she doesn't encourage them to pay bill. The people they are owing still, their bill is over 300,000 now after they've been separated from the other tenants.
Yeah.
It's over 300,000 now. Anytime they come there, they will threaten to disconnect them. Those ones will give them token and they will leave them. Now the bill has accumulated to around 300,000 or 400,000 now.
Wow.
The last time I spoke with the marketer, she was telling me I should go to Shomolu to go and report.
Hmm.
I'm like, no, you're the one that fixed the account for them. You're the one that's supposed to take action, not telling me to go to Shomolu.
Tayo, do you have any question for Mr. Taju?
You know what we're going to do with this?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
the business unit manager in Shomolu happens to be a very good person. His name is Engineer Olari Waju.
Okay.
Please, let's have this report so that we can also forward. As in, you will receive our contact before the end of this program.
Let's just do that right now, Tayo. Give out your contacts, how people can reach out to you for complaints.
Okay, good. Your surest bet is to use our email, powerupnigeria, powerupnigeria@gmail.com. Immediately we receive, we're able to escalate your issues. That is one. You can also reach us via WhatsApp. Please don't call that number. Via WhatsApp, 080-9547-6620. 080-9547-6620. Immediately we receive those complaints, we're able to drop them on the relevant desk and relevant tables.
Yeah.
So that they can be treated.
Right.
The issue with the, I'm also hoping that with the issue that you have with the marketer, you'll be able to mention it while you're making your report, so that if the business unit manager needs to act on it, he will be able to immediately do the right thing. If they need to change the marketer, if they need to be removed or whatever, it will be done. They also need to report. In fact, they encourage the new report on their staff in the field.
Yeah.
Because, again, that's part of my challenge with them. Okay. I also always tell them, what you preach at the head office, when we're sitting down with GMs and their directors and whatever, what you are preaching is different from what most of your foot soldiers are doing. So they also need all this kind of feedback. And I can assure you, if there is any disco that are sacked staff because of feedback from customers, it's the Ikeja Electric.
Aha. Uh-huh. I did not want to.
And they found it to be true. You'd be surprised that their auditors would come to your house to come and investigate. And he found it to be true.
But why is it so much with Ikeja Electric? Because most of the complaints that we got, you know, had a lot to do with Ikeja Electric, their marketers, how.
I'm going to say this. There are times that I'll wake up in my house.
Yeah.
I will fuel my car and visit locations. And one of the things I try to look out for instance, are, you know, the forum offices, the activities, what they do, if they have people that comes to them. I'm going to say this. I presently live in Jos.
Okay.
With my family. The Jos Neck Forum office in the last 1 year has not been opened.
Wow.
It is a very simple thing. Ikeja Electric occupies an area, a franchise area, where we have most of the most educated people in this country living.
Okay.
Educated. I mean, in Jos, you hardly find kind of program in a place like Jos or even Abuja. But in Lagos, immediately you are finishing this program, we are going to another program. Another program. I mean, you can have three, four programs in the stretch in a day. I'm going to be on air in Ibadan again tomorrow. You understand?
Yeah.
So the kind of enlightenment, awareness that we have here is, so when you continue to receive such reports, it's because people are aware. Or people are, you know, are conscious that something is wrong.
Okay.
Do you understand?
So, I'm with you.
It's not because it's Ikeja Electric. It's the same thing. I mean, if you go to banks and you look at the rate of
complaints
at their customer care,
right.
It's similar. The only problem is that we have realized that banks are banks.
Businesses. Let's go to break. When we return, we'll wrap up. I have the executive director of Power Up Initiatives for Electricity Rights, simply known as Power Up NG, Adetayo Adegbemle, via the telephone this morning. Tayo, thank you again for joining us. But we are currently out of time. What we're going to do, Tayo, is you're going to please give out your contact details once again for people who would like to reach you, because I've got comments plenty on Instagram, on Facebook, on WhatsApp. I knew that we weren't going to be able to, you know, treat this in 2 days, but we just can't do beyond 2 days for now.
All right,
but please do give out your contact details.
Somebody just tried to reach me now and said power up Nigeria at gmail. All words together. Power up Nigeria at gmail. That's the email. Again,
the WhatsApp only, number.
Don't call. 080-9547-6620. We're also on all the social media platforms. We're on Instagram at PowerUpNG. We're at Facebook, facebook.com/PowerUpNG. Follow us. We're also on Twitter at PowerUpNG.
Right.
You can reach us on, so drop messages for us on any of those platforms, and we'll definitely respond to it as soon as we can.
Adetayo Adegbemile, thank you so much for joining us, always answering our calls anytime we call on you. Thank you for the good work that you do, for the amazing work that you do. Thank you. It's the Lord's work, I know. Bye-bye for now, Adetayo.
Thank you. Have a later.
Yeah. There you go. That's our show this morning on The Morning Crossfire. I'm Sheriff Quadri. The news is next. After the news, we go straight into Daily Digest with Jimmy Sue. Good morning to you.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.